Cool. Count
cool,
them off.
Cool, cool, cool.
You can do the intro?
You can do it.
You got it.
What episode
you
go is first? It? It's been a year. Are we
47.
Starting? Are we starting back Woo! To one?
Episode one, just to confuse everyone.
Season two. I fucking miss this.
All right, Cup.
Yas, queen.
You got the intro.
Okay.
I'm going to count it off.
Okay.
In 5, 4, 3. Welcome back! It's Bored at Work.
Yes!
Hi!
Technically episode 47, but we're going to say season 2, episode uno.
Ooh, it's a brand new
Starting
day.
Starting fresh.
I'm Brian. J-Bone.
Hi!
And we got Haley.
Hello.
And we're all very excited to be back talking with the people. Jordan, what do we got coming up?
Well, we don't have a lot coming up. so I want to remind everyone to go to Bored at Work on Instagram, even though Haley has lost the password for it.
Yeah.
It's Bored at Work Podcast is what it is, though. So
it's been inactive
go
for
to,
about a year.
Yeah, if you want to look at like old posts.
The archives. Yeah,
about a year ago.
Sorry.
Follow us on Facebook. That is still alive and well. Bored at Work on Facebook. Send us an email. And we want your feedback, bawfeedback@gmail.com. And give us a good review because you're so fucking stupid. Go to iTunes.
Yeah, you hookers.
Give us a good review.
What?
You heard the man.
Hookers.
So let's start out with what the hell has been going on over the last year. I don't think a lot's been going on.
I can't remember.
Selfishly, I'll start out with myself and we pass it around. Tyson's been growing up, so that's awesome. And that's been pretty much consuming Cody in my life. And it is amazing.
Amazing.
Recently, we have discovered a lot of the old animated movies, old family movies, and then some of the newer ones. Incredibles 2, great new animated movie. Of course, Incredibles 1 is legit.
Can't beat it.
And we found out recently that Tyson really likes Mary Poppins.
New Mary Poppins.
Very busty.
No, new Mary Poppins is not out yet.
Crazy
bitch.
I thought you illegally downloaded it.
Not Emily Blunt.
I don't do anything illegally. But the old Mary Poppins, which I purchased...
Julie Andrews.
Yeah, Tyson, it's adorable because he'll just sit there and just kind of dance to the music the whole time.
Aww.
So, yeah, so he's amazing.
Kid's a gem.
Besides that, I would recommend YouTube Premium. Big fan. It's kind of taken over my podcasting.
Whoa.
Whenever, instead of listening to podcasts, I'll listen to a lot of things on YouTube, and then you can just minimize the app and just go about your day just like you're listening to a normal podcast instead. Mm. It's
not overpriced.
Legit. Questionable. It depends how much you're on YouTube. I'm pretty much on YouTube more than I watch TV.
On the daily.
But you can pick your currency. So if you want to pay in semen, you can. You produce.
You can fill
I did
that
not
up.
Know that.
2 liter, bro.
Two.
You fill that up in like a day.
Yeah, bro. man, I'm married.
Every time I come, I produce a quart.
yeah, so cool. So that's my recommendation. And my son and wife are amazing. Brian. What's happened to you over the last year?
Tell everyone what Tyson dressed up as for
Halloween.
Oh, yeah. It was adorable. Tyson dressed up as Ace Ventura when he went nuts.
Dude.
And he had the
tutu.
The tutu.
He looks
and his
so
hair was
good.
All jacked up. No, everyone loved it.
Finkel
was talking to town.
Einhorn.
Cody had a Finkel jersey. I had a Dan Marino jersey. It was amazing. So
it was beautiful.
It was pretty perfect. It was great.
Yeah.
And he loved it. He was so happy. I think he could
pretty
tell
pretty comfortable in that tutu.
Well, I think he could tell that he was like.
I'm gonna talk with him later about that.
I think he could tell that he was like dressed up and like had it like an. It was like an
having
event.
Fun.
Yeah. No. He had a good time with it.
He played it.
He's theatrical.
Was just like, ooh, this
I thought,
is a thing.
I thought he would be like ripping that tutu off, saying like, this
"He
is
liked it,"
and he was like, "Woo!"
Yeah. The entire time, like he probably cried when that thing was taken off. So. Yeah. So
you also forgot to tell about Tyson that he took a shit in my bathtub.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen him take shits in a couple bathtubs now, but
well, mine has jets. So
whoa,
yeah,
in the big bathtub.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nice.
Super bummer.
He had a good time.
Him.
I'd like to think there were other highlights besides that over the last 11 months of my son's life, but yes, he did take a shit. In
he
your
takes
bathtub.
Shits.
I mean,
I'm proud of him.
What are you gonna, when you're relaxed?
That's true.
They wrote a book about it. It's called Why Do We Poop?
Everybody poops.
Or something. Yes, thank you.
You fucked up.
Recommendation.
So yeah, Tyson's amazing, and he shits in bathtubs.
He is. So. And I used to poop in bathtubs growing up, so it's
I'm proud of both of you.
Basically the same person.
Exactly. She still does.
So it's okay. He just beat me to it. That's why I'm pissed. Mm.
Haley, what's been going on with you over the last 11 months or so?
I can barely remember what I ate this week, and it's only Tuesday. So I'm just going to do like a spark notes of recent activities because I really can't remember far back. Celebrated second anniversary with the boo thing.
Ooh.
Got a house. Celebrated my 30th birthday. Been going on a lot of trips. We went on a big trip for my birthday. We went to Zion National Park, which was Taters. We went to Page, Arizona to see Horseshoe Bend and Antelope Canyon. And then we went to the Grand Canyon. And we just walked around a fuck ton.
And for all of our listeners, we're talking about Sweet Jonathan, who is also a frequent of the podcast.
He is.
I'm a fan of boobies.
He's a fan of boobies, too.
He likes boobies. He has to be.
Yeah.
She got them things.
We're just living life, enjoying each other, and just
watching your roof
living
cave in.
Life. Yeah, that too.
Wait, the roof's caving in?
So everyone, when you buy a house, everyone...
This house is falling apart.
Yeah, so everyone's like, oh, the perks of being a homeowner, and like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and it's like, oh, my dishwasher stopped working. It's like, no, motherfuckers.
Be like, fuck you.
We haven't even been in this house a year, and we've had to completely replace our HVAC. And none of this, we have a home warranty, and none of this works.
I'd like to preface this by saying, if you're under 30 years old, just get ready to be bored for a second. But these are adult problems.
Sorry.
All right, go on.
Yeah, so we had to...
Sack up.
We had to replace 5 windows that were completely wood rot. We had to replace our HVAC. And then our skylight started leaking recently. So it's just like...
Ditto.
A shit ton of money.
Yeah.
In a very short amount of time.
The gods are pissed at us with all this rain.
Thanks for that.
Certainly not science.
Rain makes it leak.
It's in the Bible.
So just house stuff, boring stuff, adult stuff. But we've been traveling as much as we can. And then... just working. When you're an adult, your updates are really fucking lame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I give a good update. This is a good frequency of an update for me. Like 11 months. It took me about 30 seconds to give you my cell and I was done.
Yeah.
It would suck to have to give this like on a daily basis or a weekly basis. But, like, so what'd you do? I'm like,
you'd have to be way.
Well, I found the extra Halloween candy one night.
You kind of went to town on that.
Yeah.
Well, I've had a cold, so.
There goes my month.
It's been pretty good.
Cup, what's been going on with you the last 11 months?
It's Tuesday. It's election day.
The club's going up.
Happy election day.
So I'm trying to not think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's on the TV. Because
life is depressing.
Directly.
Oh, yeah, things are happening. But yeah, man, I got married.
Woo! Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I have a wife now. She needs to get on here at some point and talk about
things.
One Tree Hill and Gossip Girl and shit.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of messages from Cup because Cup's going through One Tree Hill and I had that phase as well. So we are bonding over that.
It's fun that you say that because that is one of my recommendations. One Tree Hill is fucking good, okay? There's a lot of episodes. It is a... What did you say about it? It's like, it's a black hole.
It's a black hole. You can't get out of it.
So,
would you say that One Tree Hill is better than the Tom Clancy, Jack Ryan?
Okay. You can't compare them.
Yeah, would you say?
One is 6 episodes and the other one's like 180.
So what's better?
Are you talking about the ones with the new dude?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You mean the Krasinski?
I haven't watched it yet.
What? Second recommendation. Tom Clancy, Jack Ryan, awesome. I do dig that.
Are
it's
we
on
in
Amazon
Rex now, or are we? Is that what, your?
You
update?
Gave some.
I gave some Rex.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
My bad.
I thought you gave recommendations for all the canyons that you were wandering around.
Yeah, you guys.
In.
That's a recommendation. You guys should go to national parks.
Visit them, you
see
bitches.
The world.
Before the goddamn Republicans sell them.
Oh God.
Thanks for listening.
Sorry.
That's it. We're done.
What else am I recommending? I also want to recommend the Sabrina show on Netflix. I can't remember the whole name of
it.
Did
you hear they're getting sued by an occult?
By a cult?
By
an occult?
An occult. One of the...
What is that?
I mean, it's a fancy way of saying cult.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was just...
It's the occult.
I was trying to be smart. One of the churches that they have in there that's like super demonizing apparently is...
Well, they're all witches.
It's an actual church. They use one that exists.
I've only seen 2 episodes.
They use one that exists today. So the people who have the one that actually exists are like, you're using this in a show to say that we're like devil worshippers?
Yeah.
And that's not good.
And they are or they aren't?
They're definitely a cult, but they're saying like, you're portraying...
Are they
not denying it?
Or are they... An occult.
Okay.
whatever. they're suing basically for like defamation. They're saying like you're turning us into this kind of a light, and that's not what we're about.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's fucking make believe.
Losers,
make believe.
They're all about that Netflix money, though.
Yeah,
so
dude.
I would cash in too.
It's a good show. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good so far.
It's
super
dude
dark.
It's the same Riverdale. Dude who's doing Riverdale, and yeah. I love Riverdale.
You do?
Yeah.
Spicy.
Her eyes just got really big. When
Jonathan
she said
likes it too. It's like the Archie comics, but they're dark as fuck. It's cool.
It's good.
But Riverdale is taking place in the same universe as Sabrina, so there might be a crossover.
They mention it.
Sabrina's good.
Sabrina.
It's got a.
It's about Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
The chick from Mad Men, his daughter, is Sabrina.
I think her name's Kiernan. It's a really cool name that she has.
She's great. I think she's good.
The little blonde-haired girl?
Yeah, uh-huh. She looks the exact same, but she's like grown up a lot. But she literally looks like she did in Mad Men.
And then the only other thing I wanted to recommend... It came out today, the end of Sober October on the Joe Rogan podcast.
I've been listening to Joe Rogan like crazy.
It's 4.5 hours. I haven't listened to it yet, but it's him and Tom Segura, Ari Shaffir, and Bert Kreischer. Mm-hmm. And it's 4.5 hours. I can't wait to dip into it tomorrow.
So what are they talking about?
So
all
sober,
kinds of shit.
So they did a Sober October where they basically competed against
themselves. No drinking, no drugs.
So I've watched some of his YouTube clips of his radio show. That's kind of what I've been watching or listening to.
The app that they use.
It's like My Zone Fitness.
To track their activity.
It's pretty much tracking like their heart rate.
They asked the app basically like, out of everyone who uses this like worldwide app, like where we place as far as our physical activity goes. And they're in like...
The top 0.1%.
The top 0.01%.
Really? Like because they just busted their ass.
Because
like,
that's all they did for literally a month. Is
what,
just
work
out for like 5+ hours a day.
Yeah, that's like me.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
We're exactly like that.
But yeah. I do recommend Joe Rogan. We've been listening to him a decent amount, and
he's
find
amazing.
Him very entertaining.
He brings up some good points. He also brings up some
he's my dude.
Rough points.
Dude, I like that he can have literally anybody on the show, and like he just knows a lot about a lot.
But I appreciate that most of his interviews are asking questions.
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
And letting the person talk.
For sure.
And he's the first to admit he doesn't know fucking shit about anything.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to like politics or nutrition or whatever. Like he gets people on there so he can ask them questions to learn more.
Yeah.
And that's interesting shit. So yeah, those are my recommendations.
I listened to a few episodes of Dax Shepard's podcast.
Oh,
the
is it
Armchair
good?
Expert. It's long. Like every episode is probably over 2 hours.
Okay.
But
Rogan's usually like
But
three.
Yeah, Rogan's like to me Rogan's is like quicker, if that makes sense. Dax's is a little more slow paced, but it's basically the exact same concept. Dax had Rob McElhenney on it, and Catherine Hahn. Like he has a few people who I actually wanted to listen to,
uh-huh.
I kind of picked out.
Yeah.
And I thought I liked that one a lot.
Dig it.
All right, we got some recommendations.
I love it,
there.
People. Hey, people, enjoy
Did
it.
You guys
for the next couple months or a year, enjoy those recommendations.
Enjoy, motherfucker.
Well, that will bring us. Let's go directly into this. This is actually for Mandy, so go ahead and start fast forwarding. Let's talk about Trump. Let's talk about Trump for
Bye,
a second.
Hi, Mandy.
So it is inevitable to talk about him because literally every day there's a different headline. It has been exhausting following politics.
I try not to do it.
Yeah, you almost go mad if you end up listening to everything that goes on and take it all seriously.
I think regardless of side, it's been exhausting.
Yep, I agree.
Just the whole earth, it's exhausting.
I'm going to quote you on that. The earth is exhausting.
The earth is exhausting.
Exhausting.
It's not that
I'm
bad.
So tired.
The sun will die one day and we won't be here, so it doesn't matter.
Jesus Christ. All right,
That's
so
my recommendation.
These are some of them, and I'm going to preface this by saying this may not be a shock to most of you all that we aren't huge Trump supporters here.
Ding ding ding.
He's
ding,
a fucker.
So yes, I'm sure he's done some really good things. Maybe we hope. I can't. I'm not privy to a lot of those.
Has he done good things for you?
No, but well, I'm a white man, so yes, I'm sure he's
by default.
He makes us look bad.
Yeah, that too. So here are some of the highlights over the last year.
Can we call them low lights?
Yes, low lights.
Yeah,
that's a good one. All right, Trump ended his first year with the lowest average approval rating for a president in his first term, at 39%. The previous low was Clinton at 49%. That was back in January.
But is that from CNN? Because that's fake news.
Yeah, was unless that after he splooshed?
Unless it's Breitbart. Or Fox News, then this just doesn't make any sense. Liberal yahoos. Copies of Trump's private schedule were leaked. Do you all remember that?
No.
I mean...
It's trivial,
it's
but I thought it was hilarious.
Sitting
at the same
on his
time.
Ass watching Twitter and Fox News?
It's kind of the same. So days start
Cheetos,
days start at 8 a.m.
That's before mine, so I can't...
It's 8 to 11 a.m. it's blocked off as executive time, where he spends his time in his, not having sex with his wife, I know that, where he spends his time in his residence watching TV, making phone calls, and tweeting. Mm. So 3 hours.
Heavy work.
Exhausting.
Then Trump comes down for his first meeting at 11 a.m., goes back to his residence by 6 p.m. to watch more cable news and make phone calls, and that's his day.
When's the tea time? You didn't mention the tea
time. Well, sometimes all that's just nixed. And
right.
Just,
well, fuck
you,
it.
Yeah. You forgot, like, the entire day where he's not reading any executive reports given him.
Isn't no briefings,
like,
right?
No briefings.
Well, I think he requires the briefings, like, be, like, a paragraph long or something.
I mean...
Haley just smelled her armpits.
I did.
Yeah. I was like, what is
it
she
is
doing?
Strong. Gross, you guys. I got to air out.
Pungent aromas.
Cool, cool.
Open I told you, Earth is exhausting.
So I thought that was more or less funny. Out of the kind of funny.
I'm laughing my ass off.
The fact that he calls it executive time for like 3 hours in the morning. Like he's not even working until almost 12.
He just picks words and
puts
them together.
You know what? As a future OT, that sounds like self-care, baby. He's just trying to be the best he can be.
Okay.
Just playing.
Goose fraba.
Okay.
All right. So we have the Trump tax cuts. I do have some audio clips for this one. They passed a large tax reform is what they wanted to call it. And they said basically it's for the middle class. But my beef about that is not only the idea that that's going to spur everything, but the fact that they were hawking so heavily on the deficit for so long, and now all of a sudden, who gives a shit about the deficit? Let me play you the first clip. This is basically the first 8 years of Obama. This is about a minute and a half long, so let's just enjoy this for a second.
The GOP has long claimed that it is fiscally conservative and anti-deficit.
They're in denial about the debt, $14.3 trillion. They're in denial about the deficit.
They didn't want to see a nation in debt. They wanted us to pay our bills in our time.
Yes, this level of debt is unsustainable, but it is also immoral.
We're broke, and we need to stop the out-of-control spending spree that's going on in Washington, D.C.
We face a crushing burden of debt. The debt will soon eclipse our entire economy and grow to catastrophic levels in the years ahead.
After years of discussions and months of negotiations, I have little question that as long as this president is in the Oval Office, a real solution is probably unattainable.
I'll say.
So the only reason the unemployment extension hasn't passed
is
because
he have in
our
his mouth?
Friends on the other side
refuse
to pass
dip.
A bill that does not add to the debt. That's it. What's reckless, Bob, is the $1.6 trillion deficit we're running this year.
He doubles the debt after his term in office and triples it by the end of his budget. He sends our debt on an upward trajectory that is completely unsustainable.
Barack Obama has doubled during his fairly short period of years. He's doubled our national debt, doubled it.
So it's a big deal.
Deficit. It's very important.
Fuck yeah.
Can you dumb this down for us? What does that mean? That's just the amount of debt that our country owes.
Yes.
Just accruing over time.
I'm just making sure everyone is clear on what
it just runs,
means.
Baby.
Yeah, so it was a big deal when
it's like
Obama,
if you had a credit card that was billions of dollars.
China.
Yeah, so it was a big deal when Obama's in office because he put a lot of money into programs funded by the government to spur the economy, a Keynesian way of economics, if you will.
I mean, it sounded really bad.
Right. Now, when Trump is trying to sell this and everyone else, this is what we heard.
And the problem is deeper than that. Republicans, they said these tax cuts would be for everyone, that it was a kind of an economic stimulus.
This unified framework delivers a new tax code that is simple, that is fair, that is pro-growth and pro-family. Cutting taxes on hardworking Americans so that you can keep more of your own hard-earned paycheck.
I mean, who would say no to that?
You wouldn't benefit under your tax plan.
No, I don't benefit. I don't benefit.
You don't think more people benefit?
In fact, very, very strongly, as you see, I think there's very little benefit for people of wealth.
I'm doing the right thing. And it's not good for me, believe me. This is going to cost me a fortune, this thing. Believe me. Believe me. This is not good for me.
It will be an incredible Christmas gift for hardworking Americans. I said I wanted to have it done before Christmas. We got it done.
Okay. So they got the tax cut done.
I'm excited.
All these hardworking families will finally get that money.
Yeah, man.
Yay.
I'm excited.
Let's try to figure out some of the numbers now once people started diving into this plan.
Trump will pocket between $11 and $15 million per year once the tax bill is enacted, according to a new analysis from the Center for American Progress. With the reduction of the estate tax under the legislation, Donald Trump, Wilbur Ross, Linda McMahon, Betsy DeVos, Steven Mnuchin, and Rex Tillerson will each be able to pass on an additional $4.5 million to their heirs tax-free. Meanwhile, for the average American making less than $75,000 per year, which of course is most Americans, you will get around $18 a week in tax cuts next year.
Enjoy it, families.
Wait.
That's three Starbucks for me.
18?
Yeah.
We going to Sizzler. Fuck yeah.
We're talking Golden Corral.
Yeah, dude. The best, the finest chicken
that's
imaginable.
Not, that's not really chicken.
That's exciting. I'm glad that's for the hardworking class.
It's not the working class just needs to make more money so that they have an estate, so that they're no longer there. Needs to just not be a working class.
Listen,
just
if they had enough discipline, they could work themselves out of this.
Yeah,
these libtards need to grow the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, work harder. Mm-hmm. Bunch of bitches. The wine. I don't want to hear it. Okay,
so let's get one more clip in here.
Yeah,
and here's what happened. New numbers out today show the budget deficit exploding to $779 billion in 2018 under Trump. That is a six-year high. So what do they say about it? Well, Mitch McConnell was pressed, and he claims the real problem now is something else. Not the new tax cuts, but the way we have a long-running safety net.
It's very disturbing, and it's driven by the three big entitlement programs that are very popular, Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid.
You can see under Obama, the annual deficit, even with the social safety net, was going down. And 2017 and 2018 especially, is it going back up with big tax cuts?
Yeah.
Didn't sound good, Jerry.
So that really worked out for all the hardworking families.
Yeah, man.
Which I think it's interesting that now, come mid-elections, come elections, they're talking about this middle-class tax cut, because they recognized no one saw any benefit from this whatsoever. It ate at me before. It still eats at me.
You mean you didn't see benefit from that estate tax, baby? Come on, bro.
I mean, these are hardworking people that just want to pass. They earn the money. Why can't the families enjoy it?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all fucking...
Yeah. So, we also had the Mueller investigation with...
Yeah,
that's a big thing that's been going on.
That's still happening?
Yeah,
it still is. When does it end?
Well, that's a great question.
Although if it was Hillary, it would have been done a year ago.
We don't speak her name here.
Well, we went through Benghazi for 2.5 years, so...
I saw the movie.
No indictments.
Krasinski.
Zero indictments.
He was good in that, too.
Let's hear a little clip about the Mueller investigation.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein announced the indictments of 12 Russian intelligence officials in charges stemming from the hacking of Democrats during the 2016 election.
The defendants worked for two units of the main intelligence directorate of the Russian General Staff, known as the GRU. The units engaged in active cyber operations to interfere in the 2016 presidential election.
These charges come on top of the previous charges against 14 Russians from earlier this year and build out the case against Russia, which Russia still denies that it actually interfered in the 2016 election. So we have on one side the charges against people in the Trump campaign, lying to investigators, the charges against Paul Manafort, which are financial crimes in nature. And then we have on the other side the charges against Russians who are actually being indicted for being involved in interference in the 2016 election. And so far we have more than two dozen of those, even as it's unlikely those people would actually face trial in the United States.
Now, I'm not good at math, guys, so help me out here. When we say two dozen, I'm trying to count on my one hand, two hands.
Is it a baker's dozen?
Is it
or
like
when you use your toes, my brother?
Okay, so what are we talking now?
24.
So 24. Wow, that's a good amount of indictments.
Unless it's a baker's dozen, and then it's 26.
That's a lot.
Is Putin just getting his rocks
Seems
off right
like
now?
A lot.
Does he just like laugh about this
that's,
on a daily basis?
That's interesting. I want to hear what our president has to say about this.
Okay,
24 indictments. That's pretty fucking serious, right?
By the way, folks, just in case you're, like, curious.
By curious?
No, Russia did not help me. Okay. Russia.
Okay.
I call it the Russian hoax. One of the great hoaxes.
Build the wall.
The greatest hoax.
Says the lover of conspiracy theories. This is the biggest conspiracy of all time. Get a load of this fucking guy.
Yeah.
So what I think is hilarious is like he's just constantly undermining our legal system just as a whole.
I love that. I love the legal system is still going on though.
Well, it's fuck, man. I pray to God it doesn't. Like, I pray to God it doesn't stop.
Oh, I was like, wait.
We're super fucked if that's the case.
Yeah. No, I mean, we also have...
Jordan, will it matter?
Well, I mean, a bunch of his supporters just think that this is funny.
Or they believe him entirely and don't believe any other news source.
Yeah. Or they
need to make it matter.
He could be in a sick way. I mean, I've said this before. I think he's one of the best marketers in the world.
But he's gotten this far.
But he could be... some crazy genius where while he says all this stuff, they just passed another tax bill that we didn't talk about. I didn't mention on here.
Yeah, it's all noise.
Yeah.
Do other stuff.
All of a sudden, everyone's worked up about that and they're pushing stuff through.
The great divider.
Yeah, pretty much. You've said that before too. I heard you say it a year ago.
He fucking is.
We also have Trump that met Vladimir Putin back in July. We all remember that in Helsinki.
Mm-hmm.
Gave him a little rub.
And a tug.
Yeah. So he had a private meeting.
I love that.
He had a private meeting where only translators were allowed in, no one else. Mm-hmm. And then when asked if Trump thinks Russia meddled with the 2016 elections.
Putin doesn't speak English. I don't fucking believe this. I do not fucking believe this.
Well, he said translators were in.
Yeah.
Yeah, translators were in there.
I know, but why doesn't he speak English?
Putin.
I think he speaks some English.
Get the fuck out of here. Okay, sorry.
I don't know.
Sorry for interrupting.
He's not on my Christmas card list. When asked if Trump thinks Russia meddled with the 2016 elections, he said, I don't see any reason why it would be Russia. A day later, when he got a lot of shit for it, he said, I misspoke. I meant to say, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. But he happened to not be around Putin anymore, so it was a lot easier to... back out on that. Cool, cool. Trump also met with Kim Jong-un in Singapore in June. But according to UN experts, as of August, North Korea hasn't stopped their nuclear missile program.
Why would they?
Well, they agree.
There's nothing stopping them.
We also have the Brett Kavanaugh, who is now in the Supreme Court. Let's roll a clip of that.
Yes, we drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer. We drank beer.
That's all I got from Kavanaugh. And
he loves beer. Get off his ass.
I like actively followed that. And
were you infuriated the entire time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the thing is, and it's
what we're not talking about is also the Me Too movement on top of this that was going on.
So even if there, so first of all, people just forget it wasn't a trial. It's a job interview. So everyone is keep
saying
that
he was already guaranteed the job.
Well, people keep saying like there's not enough evidence. And I'm like, the job, the point isn't to provide evidence. It is a character. It's an interview based on someone's character who is in the highest standing in our judicial system. So this woman felt the need to do something about it and or say something that went against his character. And it's not a job interview. It's not, or it is a job interview. It's not anyone's job to say there's no evidence for this. She's wrong. It's not a point. There is no point. There is no proving evidence. It is just a testament to his character for this position. And him dealing with that pressure proved that he had terrible character. He shot off at everyone interviewing him.
Didn't like that he made some of it partisan, though. He said, this is the only reason this is...
He literally went out and blamed the Democrats and Hillary supporters. Like, your job in this role is literally to be nonpartisan.
Right.
To keep your shit together.
At that point for me...
And you didn't do any of that.
At that point for me, that's when I was like, no way.
That's why to me it was a joke. I was like, even if you don't believe her, which I don't care one way or another if you do, the point is... is he doesn't have the character to handle this job, which he proved that he didn't.
He just seems like a fuckboy that likes his beer, obviously.
Matt Damon did a great job on SNL.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Look it up. That would be a recommendation.
It's a fucking bummer. Like, I really hope none of these other motherfuckers die off. Or like, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. Bitch, you're in there for life. Fuck you.
What are you talking about?
Like, the judges... The only reason he's on there is because one of them was like, yeah,
one of them resigned.
Oh, yeah.
So you're doing that so this 45, however fucking old he is, can get in there and fuck shit up for about 50 years?
Yeah.
I don't like that it's a lifetime appointment either. Like,
well, you know,
have dusty ass people in there who have probably they're supposed to be like the
greatest thinkers.
But in all honesty, it shouldn't, you know, it shouldn't be a guaranteed position. It really in no way has it been like what it is now. This person is extremely conservative. This person's extremely liberal. Oh, we got to throw them on there. Don't even get me started with Mitch McConnell blocking Merrick Garland for over a year just because he made up the idea that it's an election year. It worked out for him great.
It's now, just a tactic.
Now they're bitching about how Democrats were trying to obstruct, I think is what they said.
Well, they said it was nutless.
They said it was retaliation for the other thing.
Yeah, because they couldn't pass it through within a week.
And that's literally proving that the system is broken. If you think that that is what these people are doing, they are not the right people for this position.
Yeah, and even so,
that's where my beef is. I'm like, wipe the whole fucking system, start over, find better people.
Crazy enough, Republicans had the majority vote, so this should have been a shoe-in anyway.
Right.
So it's the fact that it got that far means they probably didn't choose the best candidate. We're overlooking, of course, the Stormy Daniels stuff. Look that up if you're hearing this down the road.
I also want to say, sorry, during the Kavanaugh hearings, everyone was discounting the Stormy Daniels stuff because the attorney or the lawyer who represented Stormy Daniels is also the attorney representing one of the other women who went against Kavanaugh.
Oh, he was looking to
and
be
they
like,
continually were like in a porn superstar. And they were like in a porn star's lawyer. And like trying to discount that woman's account because of who her representation was. And I'm like, you all are fucking stupid. Yes, he represented Stormy Daniels. And Stormy Daniels won. Literally got paid out by Trump because she had sex with him while he was married to Melania. Like, that's not a secret.
I believe Melania
was pregnant.
She was just
with child.
Birth.
Yeah.
She was like a month after giving birth to her child.
I don't think you can deny that they had that relationship and that she got paid by Trump's person.
He hasn't denied. Well, he's even denied the Access Hollywood tape now, saying that's not my voice anymore.
Right.
Yeah. So everyone
and
who's
people,
discounting this
33%
lawyer,
of the world will believe him.
Everyone who's discounting this lawyer for saying it's a porn star lawyer, it's like, who the fuck cares who he's representing? He won and he was representing someone who was right.
I mean, they were both right. I mean, I don't know what you do about that.
It's,
like, honestly,
it's
it just sucks, man. It sucks that
people just get wrapped up in details.
It's so political.
We're also ignoring the state of New York going after Trump financially.
Oh yeah, that's a thing.
And I think his lawyer is now cooperating with the Attorney General of New York.
Ooh.
Because it's basically some transactions were not necessarily by the book. Right?
Is shocking.
We're talking hooker transactions?
We're talking him buying his son's condo or apartment or whatever for him. Penthouse. Sorry.
Is that what it was?
I think it's something. It's a real estate transaction. I just can't remember of what variety.
Kinky.
Basically, he sold.
Stampeding the Vatican?
He sold a penthouse to his son for like way, 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 way under market value or something. And it was.
Why wouldn't he just give it to him?
I don't know.
Weird.
We just got to earn it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to give you a
cool.
Small loan of $1 billion.
$200 million.
Billion.
He also did the separating the families at the border. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. That was a riot. That's still happening. Going.
That's still a thing. Yeah.
That's still.
Holy shit.
Can't get rid of that.
Kids in tents in the desert.
No, awesome. Dude. Have you heard about this caravan? Holy fuck.
That's too.
It's overtaking the world.
It's 2 months away from reaching us. And
caravan,
also,
bro.
They don't even want to come here.
Listen. If you walk 2,000 miles here, come right in. Because you have a lot more fucking gumption than a lot of the goddamn people.
Aren't they going to just come and try to seek asylum? Isn't that what they're trying
yes.
to do?
Most of them are.
Which is legal
have,
to do
yeah, they
until
is.
They
yes. legal. And a lot of them have expressed that they're not even coming to America. They're trying to get to Mexico or another
great
destination.
Great movie, Coming to America.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy.
Let's also not forget about the Kanye West.
Oh, Jesus.
And Trump love affair. I have an audio clip from when Kanye decided to, or he was invited to go to the White House with, is it Jim Brown?
# mental illness. Yes, it was football legend Jim Brown.
I just want to preface this also with Kanye has like openly discussed the fact that he has like bipolar disorder mm-hmm. and
He's
some
sick.
Mental health issues. Mm-hmm. Clearly not taking medication lately, or if he ever has, it hasn't ever been maybe the right dosage or combination of the things that he needs.
And he's not
maybe invest
before
time
this. He even admitted that he's not taking his medication anymore, right. Which was very telling. When
that's
you
his
hear,
superpower. Did you not hear the record? Hello.
Well, let's talk about his superpower.
It was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero. And you made a Superman cape. For me, also as a guy that looks up to you, looks up to Ralph Lauren, looks up to American industry guys. Non-political, no bull. Put the beep on it, however you want to do it, 5 seconds delay, and just goes in and gets it done. What I don't like about, it's not that I don't like, what I need Saturday Night Live to improve on, or what I need the liberals to improve on is, if he don't look good, we don't look good. This is our president. He has to be the freshest, the flyest planes. I brought a gift with me right here.
He's showing his phone to Trump.
This right here
is this one stream, is one sentence.
The iPlane One.
Sorry,
it's a hydrogen powered airplane,
it's
and this is what our
clip.
President should be flying
up.
In. Look at this year.
We'll get rid of Air Force One. Can we get rid of Air Force One?
When we make everything in China and not in America, then we're cheating on our country. And we're putting people in positions to have to do illegal things to end up in the cheapest factory ever, the prison system.
I like this guy. He's wearing my hat.
Secretary of State.
No, this is erratic behavior, and it is...
sad.
It's sad, man.
Yeah.
Because he's definitely going through shit, and he's married to someone who will profit off of it, and...
Well, she's already met with the White House a couple times.
Actually,
I give her a lot of fucking credit. She's actually doing
good.
Something
she
by...
Put it for prison reform?
Yeah,
she got a woman out. It was a grandmother who literally got sent in for drug dealing.
Haley... Kanye West, though, feels like Superman. I don't know how much more important
it's
that
red?
Could be.
Is that why?
No, it's
his last album was shit, though. There's only like two good songs. Of the seven songs, there was only two good songs. I said it.
So this past weekend, we went to Gatlinburg, and me and Jonathan got a caricature done of ourselves.
Did they build it back up after it burned down?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And this is related to Kanye West. So the guy doing our caricature was like a white dude in overalls. I knew he was kind of like bumpkin-y. But there was a caricature of Kanye
profiling.
in a MAGA hat. And I was like, I thought it was funny. So I was like, hey, I love your Kanye in the MAGA hat. And I'm not thinking politically. Like, obviously it's a political statement because I think it's funny because I think it's ridiculous.
Because of what we just heard.
Yeah. And then I clearly didn't look around me enough, and like there is a
you
caricature.
Forgot you were in Tennessee.
I forgot I was in Tennessee. And then I look around, and then there's a Hillary Clinton caricature, except it's called Hitlery, and she's wearing a Nazi uniform and saluting. And then there's
her email,
super subtle.
And then there's the guy who does the Breitbart stuff. And then there's yeah, it was very political caricatures that I literally didn't like take the time to actually soak in while we were in there until after I made the MAGA
fucking shantytown.
So then
this reminds me of when in a horror movie when someone walks into a bad situation.
Yeah, I did that,
and the killer's there, and you just
tell Jonathan,
all of a sudden you look around, and you see like the bodies on the wall. You're like, what? How did I not see?
So, and Jonathan and I have no problem talking and communicating with people who have differences or different opinions than we do. So this guy literally then just proceeds to the entire like 20 minutes it takes to draw our fucking picture talking politics with us and how he was an Obama believer, voted for Obama, didn't do shit for him, then he went to Trump, and he started spewing all these facts. And
was he bringing up Obama because Jonathan was there?
Probably. I don't know. But what we thought was funny, so we were just like nodding and being like, yeah, and like we weren't like disagreeing or arguing with him or anything, because in my head I'm like, what if he thinks, in my head this is my worst opinion, I'm like, if he draws me wearing MAGA gear in this caricature or like anything that's like political, because you know how you can like you over exaggerate and you can make themes and you could do whatever, I'm like, if he, because we're having this conversation, if he thinks that I have the same views as him, if he puts anything political in this, I'm gonna fucking die. I think it'd be hilarious. So
you pull out your pussy hat.
Well, yeah. So we get our caricature and nothing is off on it. There's no political themes or anything. But Jonathan and I keep looking at it and we've decided that the caricature version of me looks remarkably like Ann Coulter.
No.
We were looking at it and we were like, I
saw the caricature.
Doesn't it look like Ann Coulter a little bit?
Jonathan, first off, I love that is the only picture I've seen
smiling.
Him smiling.
Yeah.
Number two, your teeth are not that big.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a caricature, so it's like, it's going to make
my
fun of it.
My ears are huge.
And so I looked at it,
huge.
I was like, it looks like Jonathan's with another woman right now.
Yeah, it doesn't look like me.
No.
But it looks like Ann Coulter.
I would have asked for my money.
I'll confess, that's why I did not like it on Instagram, because I was wearing, I was like, I don't know.
I
know it didn't look like, it looks like him.
Yeah.
Minus, but they drew big ears on him too, and he's got tiny ears. He's like, they're just looking for stuff to make fun of. I'm like, yeah, I guess.
So he wasn't great.
But we thought
at drawing,
it was funny because it was like a political thing and he was clearly pro Trump and very conservative. And I was like, I bet he made me look like Ann Coulter on purpose.
Let Ann Coulter live.
We all remember when Trump's doctor wrote that lovely note about in the 2016 campaign that he would be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency.
Yeah.
Dr. Harold Bornstein said the letter was dictated by Trump. No surprise there.
No doubt.
Yeah. I want to end the lovely Trump talk by playing this clip from Dave Chappelle.
All this motherfucker's ideas sound like high people ideas. Like he doesn't think these things through before he tells us. He just tells us what he's thinking as soon as it occurs to him. This shit sounds nuts. I'm going to go to China and I'm going to get those jobs from China and bring them back here to America. For what, nigga? So iPhones can be $9,000? Leave that job in China where it belongs. None of us want to work that hard. The fuck is he thinking? I want to wear Nikes. I don't want to make them shits. What the fuck are you doing? Stop trying to give us Chinese jobs.
It's so valid. It's
ridiculous. He's the man. Moving on, though. Megyn Kelly, that happened.
She got fired.
She was fired for not understanding why blackface is bad. Let's play a clip of that.
So there was a controversy on The Real Housewives of New York with Luann, as she dresses Diana Ross, and she made her skin look darker than it really is, and people said that that was racist. And I don't know. I felt like, who doesn't love Diana Ross? She wants to look like Diana Ross for one day. I don't know how like that got racist on Halloween. What is racist? Because so truly, you do get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface on Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Like when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
So is she saying she didn't realize that?
She's saying she doesn't understand why it's a big deal. And it's because she clearly doesn't understand the history behind blackface.
She also referenced back in the day, even though she was born in like the late 60s, she's acting like she was born in like 1940.
People were putting blackface on in the 70s?
When she was a kid. All the time.
Right.
Dude, you could do that in the 90s.
It's insensitive.
Even. Like it just became... Like,
and they were looking for a way.
It was
to
a thing
her
that
anyway.
Was socially accepted for a long time. Now it's horribly racist. When
in the fucking 20s,
it's always been horribly racist.
Correct.
It's just been brought to light how and why it is horribly.
Now
racist.
The only way to look at it is that's just pure racist.
And people are like, oh well, it was fine 5 years ago. I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't mean
although,
it's
was
okay.
Was it fine 5 years?
They're saying it.
So
like,
I'm convinced that people
have a backlash.
This is common sense.
I know, but I'm convinced that. Some people are very defensive about this because it makes them feel like they're racist when they don't think that they are.
Grow up.
I agree.
We live in a different time. Get the fuck over it.
If you're not constantly questioning things that are appropriate in society, then you stay stagnant as a person. So whatever you thought was appropriate 10 years ago, if you still think is appropriate and you haven't
look at some of the Disney cartoons from the 1950s.
It's all awful.
It was horribly racist back then.
The
Briar Rabbit.
The crows from Dumbo.
The Tar Baby. I mean.
There was a Tar Baby?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, you've been watching a lot of old cartoons.
Yeah.
Trust me,
I don't
racist.
Even.
Racist.
I don't even.
Fantasia's racist as fuck. Okay.
Fantasia probably.
There's Nazi propaganda in there.
Is there?
I don't know. I'm just talking shit.
So good times. So Megyn Kelly, she's now been fired. Which, in all honesty, I think her ratings weren't doing very well.
Yeah, they were looking.
They were looking.
This gave them the reason to give her the axe.
Did you watch her show? Next question.
DVR'd. There is a congresswoman in Tennessee that says porn is the root cause of school shootings.
Interesting.
It's available.
It's the only reason I don't.
How long
shoot
has porn
people.
Been around?
It's the only reason people don't shoot people.
I'll quote her by saying it's available on the shelf when you walk in the grocery store.
Grocery store? She walking in?
She looking like a People Jesus magazine Christ. Cover?
Has she been on the internet? God damn.
Yeah, you.
What are they doing in Tennessee?
She says, yeah, you have to reach up to get it, but there's still pornography there. All this is available without parental guidance, and I think that is a big part of the root cause.
Right.
So she clearly has an unhealthy sex life. If she thinks she's not anything sexual.
She's an expert on the topic, apparently.
Lack of sex and getting turned down is the main reason that white, male mass shooters blame for incels. The reason they shot
is it
those.
Incels?
We have the travel guide that revealed a list of places not to travel. Of course, this was back in like February.
Was Gatlinburg one of them?
There's one person that draws characters. And
super racist.
Missouri joined Cuba and Myanmar as...
Missouri?
Cuba?
Uh-huh.
Cuba. Missouri?
Missouri is in the top 10. I believe it's number 7.
Fuck.
Of not to visit.
This was back in February, so this ties
this
in with
stuff, my experience.
Experience with Missouri, if you want to bring
yeah,
that up.
Yeah, so I'm a fucking loser, in case you guys didn't know, and I like the band Hanson.
Love you, Kim.
Love you, Kim.
Hold on.
Hanson.
You went to a Hanson concert?
I've been to a Hanson concert 3 separate times.
Bro, she got me a t-shirt.
Bro.
It's comfy as fuck,
Where
dude.
Was I?
No, not in Missouri.
I'm not in Missouri.
No, so I got tickets to go to the Hanson concert when they were going to St. Louis last year, and or this year, whenever it was. And I couldn't go because the NAACP issued a travel warning for any person of color to literally not go to the state due to the targeted hate crimes.
Jesus Christ.
So, because my boyfriend is black, we literally couldn't go to the fucking purest of concerts in the entire world. We couldn't go to Hanson.
That's...
Which is just pure joy and happiness and mbappy.
I like to think the real crime is you couldn't resell those tickets.
It couldn't, no. Yep. I even put it on Facebook and everyone's like, nah, we're cool.
Just learn something new about Haley.
Yeah.
Delete.
What a loser.
Let's all just understand the real reason why we're here. It's because Papa John's was
resigned. R.I.P.
After using the N-word during the work conference call.
But he was probed to say it.
I don't get to see that motherfucker on TV anymore.
Reportedly, during a media training exercise, he said, Colonel Sanders called blacks, and then he dropped the N-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, what corporate training wouldn't have that in there?
That sounds like protocol, baby.
I mean, HR, all the way.
If you, like, literally do kind of, not even a deep dive, it's all public knowledge. Like, this dude has literally been kicked on and off as CEO multiple times throughout his career for inappropriate behavior. Most of it is sexual harassment related. But it's not, it's like all public knowledge. It's a publicly traded company.
Fake news.
But he always comes back in because he made it so that he literally can't ever officially leave the company. He's
so
either CEO,
he's considering
always on the board.
Starting a company, a pizza company.
No.
Daddy John's.
It's called Papa John.
No.
Oh.
Take out the S.
Get the fuck out.
Interesting. He could. And okay. That's the fucked up part.
And it's going to be filled with the best cocaine sponsored by the NFL. It's going to be great.
So great.
Man. If only they would kneel, right? So recreational marijuana is legal in Canada.
Good for you.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Canada is just slowly turning into the country.
The best place to live ever.
We're crushing it.
You just hear all this horrible Trump stuff and you're like, oh, cool. You are progressing.
Yeah, their prime minister, this, everything.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're so close.
Let's.
But yeah, so far.
We're just like reaching out to him.
Take me with you.
I'm going to kill you with my sex. the highest grossing actors of 2018.
Ooh, I'm going to guess.
Some of these surprise me.
No, I
know
guess.
Who it is.
There are two Bollywood actors that I just didn't even write their names in. I'm sorry.
I don't know who they are.
Because I didn't know them. And I was like,
Bollywood is huge, though.
Ooh, I was like, I don't think Bollywood is huge with the Bored at Work crowd that downloads.
You never know.
I know.
Bangladesh.
First of all,
I've got my pulse on America.
You're limiting our audience right now. So
yeah.
Shame on
Stop
you.
Stop shimming Indians.
We have some unknown markets.
Untapped resource.
Untapped.
Bollywood.
Bollywood, for sure.
All right. So I'd number 10. That would be Captain America, Chris Evans.
Mustache or beard? Go.
Beard.
Beard.
Yeah, totally. He looks too much like a
pedophile.
Douche cop. Yeah.
Anyone with Good just idea. A mustache, I don't like.
Whoa.
Mustaches, just.
Take it to the bank.
The hate.
Just a mustache.
Bollywood, number 9, pass it. 8.
Kevin Hart.
Adam Sandler. $39.5 million.
Dude's not making shit.
Dude, he signed a huge deal with Netflix.
Netflix raking it.
I actually heard it was really good. I haven't watched it yet. Yeah.
Which one?
His stand-up.
His stand-up on Netflix.
Oh, I didn't know about a stand-up.
He has a stand-up on Netflix, and it's, I know he has it's like movies. A sing-songy, musical-y thing.
The movies look bad.
Horrible.
All the feedback from the Adam Sandler stuff, they were like...
Almost as bad as Bollywood.
All the feedback from the Adam Sandler stuff that I have gotten is that it takes you back to like 90s Sandler where he was actually funny. So I'm excited to actually see Adam Sandler.
So I heard he gave an interview with Howard Stern and...
Was it awesome?
It was interesting. Some of his new songs, because he has like a CD, I guess, from it. Some of them are really funny. Like, I actually laughed out loud.
Dude, his comedy albums, I used to listen to those all the time.
For sure.
Number six, Will Smith.
Getting jiggy with it.
$42 million.
What else? He hasn't done anything recently.
He did a Netflix movie.
Just giving people truckloads of cash.
They're throwing money at him to do it. Is the thing.
That movie, though, didn't do well, right?
Number five, surprising a lot of people, Jackie Chan, $45.5 million.
But what did he do in 2018 to get that much money?
He starred in a few movies, I think, in Asia, and then he produced, I think, a decent amount.
Huh. What a boss.
Number four, Chris Hemsworth, shout out, Cody. He got $64.5 million.
We're talking Hammer.
Robert Downey Jr., $81 million.
For the Marvel stuff?
Marvel stuff.
He hits the back end on that.
Then we have Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He's so good.
So stiff.
President.
$124 million, 2024. What's
Presidente.
Up? Then, number one, we have George Clooney at $239
million. Did he act?
I don't know what movies he was in, but I do know he made a boatload of money from selling the tequila company.
Was it
Casamigos?
Casamigos.
Or? Yeah.
Ricky Fowler pumps that.
Tequila.
He pumps it so hard.
Like through his penis? Or?
JT and Ricky.
All right, let's move on. The director of the 90s movie Street Fighter said that Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Seen it.
JCVD.
Oh, him?
Was coked out of his mind during the filming.
Absolutely.
Duh.
Wasn't he coked throughout like most of his life, though?
Yeah. I'll just say yes. I don't know, but sure.
I burped it's called for the emphasis. 90s. Yeah. Hilarious.
What else are you going to do?
I don't know. Be a person.
Michael Jackson wanted to play Spider-Man so badly, he almost bought Marvel.
So many little boys.
No, dude. So like, weird. It takes the whole like shooting things out of your wrist to a different level.
Yeah. I didn't even put that together.
Gross.
How many ropes was Michael Jackson shooting?
A lot of
shooting?
Ropes for those. Children he's poor saving. Kids.
We're talking propofol.
Dangling out of windows. That's what he's never saving kids chance. From. Just Milky dangling ropes. Windows.
I went there. Oh, thank you.
That dude was troubled. I'm sad he didn't get help.
R.I.P. Mike Myers saying that there may be another Austin Powers movie.
I'm totally into it.
I'm
into
it.
As long as Beyonce doesn't act holla.
Like break that up. It was hard to say follow what you were saying.
I believe you're talking about sexy Cleopatra,
Foxy Cleopatra. Thank you,
Foxy
Cleopatra.
Yeah, yeah, that was the worst one by far. I want Mike Myers.
Is that with Goldmember?
Yeah, I love gold.
Michael Caine was good in that.
Michael Caine's good
I'm Michael
in everything.
Caine. I'm Michael Caine. I'm British.
I want Spot Mike on. Myers to do. I want Mike Myers to do another movie like So I Married an Axe Murderer. I think that's my favorite Mike
Heed
Myers movie.
Movie
pants, nails. It's like an orange and a toothpick. He's like the best.
Harriet, sweet Harriet. I don't want to lose you, sweet bird.
She stole my cat. You're weird.
Do it.
The guy who played Barney the dinosaur now runs a tantric sex business.
So I can't picture Barney's face without seeing the Reading Rainbow guy's face, but I know that they're different people, right?
That's racist. Yeah. His name is David Joyner.
She's virtue signaling. I can't believe you.
But like, I don't know what the actual guy for Barney looks like, but I just picture the Reading Rainbow guy.
Did he ever?
I mean, that's what he sounds like.
I don't know what he looks like outside of a big purple dinosaur.
Do you think he sounds like Barney while he's fingering the ladies? Oh my God. During the tantric sex that they have?
Is that do you thing? Finger during tantric? Tantric is all about just touching. It's not necessarily like
what
insertion.
Does tantric mean? Thank you.
No, but it's not like insertion. That's my point, motherfucker.
His name is David Joyner, and he started this his current practice in 2004. It's a tantra massage therapist. Costs $350 for 3 to 4 hours.
I've seen this on a website.
Yeah.
This doesn't play out the way you think it does.
Sting doesn't want this.
Only accepts female clients.
Gross.
Totally legit. His goal is to release a woman's blocked energy by giving women cosmic mind-blowing orgasms.
By blocked energy, does he mean like they just have an orgasm?
He's doing God. He's doing God's work.
Yeah, think I'm proud of him. Trump's wife.
Dead eyes.
Like she's just trapped, guys. She's just trapped.
Yeah, well.
Imagine those loads. Poor her. Gross.
How orange are those?
Yeah, I was going to say color of Cheetos.
Boned him.
It's just like dry cheese.
He said he used his tantra training to maintain his energy during the long days on the set of Barney.
With
the
kids.
When he was in that hot suit.
With kids.
Nothing sexier.
For several hours.
With kids.
Cone kids, yes.
Maybe he's the reason that Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato have substance abuse issues because they were both on that show. Maybe he like touched them or did weird stuff.
Maybe he just didn't block their energy, okay?
It's so rough.
I'm blaming Barney for their problems.
Demi,
come back
to
us.
Don't go into that light.
Come back to us.
Quincy Jones dropped a few bombshells. He did an interview with Vulture where they covered several topics, but most outstanding of them is the sexual habits of Marlon Brando, who he claimed would fuck anything, including a mailbox.
Or a buddy.
He would bone out.
In that club, getting his tip.
See.
Nailed it.
He said that Brando had encounters with many iconic men, including Richard Pryor and Marvin Gaye.
Mm.
Which one would you rather fuck?
Marvin Gaye.
A woman.
I mean, if it was between the two,
I mean,
I'm fucking Marvin Gaye. Yeah. That voice.
Yeah, woof. I wouldn't go for Richard Pryor for sure.
He could tame a scorpion.
No.
He said he dated Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka, when she was 12 years old.
Wrong. That's weird.
Super illegal.
He lost me there.
That is not good.
That's just statutory rape.
Nobody fucks her before Donald.
I mean, Donald got to her first. Let's be real.
Keep it in the family, y'all.
Rough.
He said he knows who assassinated President Kennedy.
It was the mob family in Chicago, the Giancottis.
Sure.
Totally.
I'm being serious.
The Giordanos.
Kind of. Giancottas. Sorry.
Suffocated him with
He described
pizza.
Michael Jackson.
Deep dish.
Described Michael Jackson as a thief who stole songs from other artists.
I can see it.
Jones also said that Elvis just couldn't sing and the Beatles were among the worst musicians in the world.
All right, well,
tough.
I agree with Elvis. I don't like Elvis. I don't understand people who like Elvis, but the Beatles, that's rude.
Damn. You're in the Bible Belt.
I don't like Elvis.
You better
Elvis.
Take it back.
Elvis also had a child bride. Let's be clear about that.
He did.
At least she was 16.
But she starred in Naked Gun movies. So who's
it all matters.
Who's to say?
And then her daughter fucked Michael Jackson.
And Nick Cage.
Really went full circle.
Because he has a fetish with Elvis.
He also said he bought drugs from Malcolm X and Prince tried to run over Michael Jackson in a limousine.
Hmm.
I wish. Do you think it was a pink or a purple limo or just like a
purple?
Normal
it was
limo?
A red Corvette. Everybody get on it.
No.
Limousine.
Yeah, limo, bro. Can you
little
read?
Red Corvette? Come on.
We got it. Just didn't make sense.
Yeah. You guys suck.
You're wrong, Ryback.
As much as Barney when he's giving tantric
to Demi Lovato when she's 8.
Too far.
Full circle.
Google spent years studying effective teams, and one trait stood out. I'm not even going to ask you. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, tell us.
They said the one trait that stood out
tantric was sex.
Psychological safety.
Boner jams.
Or trust among teammates.
Oh.
Mm.
That was the factor that
tantric,
most effective teams shared.
You got to trust
tantric,
during tantric.
Trust amongst teammates.
It's a thing.
Let your hands be your eyes.
That's right.
Louisville named a top city for new college grads. Does everyone understand that?
You dick. What was it? Sorry.
Oh.
Repeat the title.
Louisville named a top city for new college grads.
Is that saying that college
Please
grads
let's not do
that,
this.
Is that Please saying that college this. Grads that are already in Louisville are more likely to live here, or just any college grad is more likely to move here?
For new college graduates, Louisville ranked in the top 10 of students that decided to find a city to work and live in.
And to do tantric.
And to do Barney tantric stuff.
I want
to
turn this into just doing tantric.
Mm-hmm.
With club sauce.
That's right.
So Columbus, Ohio is number one.
Womp.
Why?
Then Cincinnati, boo. So Nashville, Tennessee, Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, San Antonio, sweet Louisville, St. Louis, and Indianapolis.
Indianapolis? I'm never going back. Fuck them.
Well, first of all, they also make Columbus, Ohio. That's number one.
Yeah.
So basically, what you're saying is recent college graduates have already given up on having an ideal lifestyle and have just moved to cities that are cheap to live in.
I didn't hear California
pretty much
on any of these.
Yeah, because Columbus.
Because Louisville was number one. Was chosen because of its affordability.
Yeah, so these kids are like, I'm and in so work. Much debt. Put it me in Ohio.
The mecca of podcasting. There is a board of work. Yeah. Count it.
Right on.
Rick Pitino is out as Louisville's basketball coach.
RIP. He's going to the pros, though.
How much has the coconut milk stock gone down? Or plummeted. Water.
Oh, he's got it going.
Coconut water.
Yeah.
Infused.
It's gross to
infused
watch.
Infused into his blood.
I love the rumor
that
he's
infused into his blood.
Weird.
Like a Louisiana bayou.
Yeah, I was like, what is this?
Coach Ogeron.
Are I'm going to beat Alabama. Are we on the side of True Blood and you're just an extra?
Oh, shit.
Like, bon ton. Bon ton.
Another good bon ton.
Suki.
Cajun. I'm Cajun.
You're not right. Not
what
right,
is
bro.
Happening?
The real purpose of this podcast is to recognize my
Louisiana
excellence
fans.
In winning the Tiger Woods bet with Cupper. Tiger Woods did make it into the top 50. Yeah.
Totally.
I boned you so hard.
It was all because of me.
He still chafed.
I gave him the juice
boning.
He needed from Germany. The steroids flowing through his veins. It all happened.
They drug test. That's why Dustin can't play
sure,
sometimes.
Sure.
Yeah, actually. But he's like, too big of an idiot to they tell you when they're going to drug
they're
test.
They're like, hey, do not
and
do coke.
And he still failed like three tests.
He's like, wait, I'll do coke.
Over 2 years.
Today.
He doesn't understand that just because he's married to Wayne Gretzky's daughter, it doesn't mean like
you can't snort coke up her ass.
Snort cocaine all the time, yeah.
I mean,
they're having fun on that boat is all I'm saying. We have some interesting facts. They are movie related.
Real bad, guys.
Let's go through five of these facts.
Facts.
The Mike Myers mask, Michael Myers mask from Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
It actually looks like another celebrity because it is Captain Kirk from Star Trek. It's
the
William
Shatner.
But it was just painted
white. I'm going to kill you.
Stab. He says it out loud.
I'm just going to start making noises, guys. I think that's my new gig.
The Lion King holds the honor of the first character to ever fart in a Disney film.
Next level.
Lion King was also like the first movie to like blatantly just murder a family member. Just shatter your dreams immediately.
James Earl Jones.
It's like, oh, you like this dad? He's dead. He had a cameo also in a Childish Gambino song, which is ironic because Donald Glover is in the new Lion King remake. Full circle, motherfucker.
The kid that played Charlie in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Pedophile.
Has only acted in one movie.
A home movie where he's fucking another kid.
Damn.
Whoa. It's actually Michael Jackson's version of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He was the victim.
Just because he's wearing a red latex suit doesn't make it Spider-Man.
Would you do me?
Barney walked in.
Oh, what a fucked up universe that would be.
And Michael Jackson's just
it's
loving
not
every
Marvel,
second of it.
It's Jackson
I
universe.
One of
James
the most
Gum. What a character.
One of the most popular movie quotes is Darth Vader when he tells Luke that
Luke, I am your father.
That's right.
Arm sliced right off.
But in the movie, Darth Vader actually says, no, I am your father.
Because he's like, it can't be. No.
Luke's a pussy, dude. I don't care what y'all say. Luke blows, asshole.
Yeah, he takes it up the ass.
And especially in the latest ones, I'm like, oh, he's just like an emo bitch on a mountaintop by himself, wanking it into the sunlight.
But he's supposed to be the most powerful purple Jedi
yeah,
after.
But he's the pussiest of them all.
Cool, you turn into dust. Bye-bye.
He's sucking it from the teat.
There's only one letter that doesn't appear in any U.S. state.
Q.
It's Q.
No, you copied
me. We're smart.
It is Q. It is Q.
He's riding on my tail wings. That's another thing. Tail coats? What is it?
Tail wings?
Coat wings? What is that saying?
Coat tails.
Coat.
You're drunk.
I was close. Coat wings. I just couldn't get there.
Coat wings. Coat wings.
Way off.
Let's go into some of the shout outs now.
Shout out. Who wrote it?
There's only one I'm interested in.
Well, let's start out with DSD.
Okay. That's not the one.
That's not the one I mentioned. No, I love Dan.
So he wrote...
He got married, too.
Back in January. He was pissed that the Bengals re-signed Marvin Lewis for 2 more years.
Losers.
Is that person still on the team, or was this 2 years ago that he wrote us?
So he wrote us in January.
2 years ago.
In 2018.
Coattails.
Nailed it. He sent an article about people in Oregon freaking out about the thought of pumping their own gas under a new law. I don't understand why people are freaking out this much. They act like they haven't been outside of the state.
Vagrants.
They're just assholes.
So Oregon and New Jersey are the 2 remaining states that require
enjoy your fancy donuts at every in your car
filling station to pump your gas for you. State legislatures passed a law in Oregon allowing gas stations in rural counties to abandon that model.
Rural. I can't say that word good.
It's a hard word.
Rural. Oh, no. Say it again. Rural.
Rural.
It doesn't sound good.
Rural.
Rural. It's not. You got to skip over the U.
People are freaking out online. Here are some of the things they're saying.
Yeah.
I've lived in the state all my life, and I refuse to pump my own gas.
Refuse?
I had to do it once in California while visiting my brother and almost died doing it.
Bye, bitch.
What was she? Was she doing it like on the highway or something?
She was just lighting all the matches while pumping her own gas.
This joint.
She said, I would literally park at the pump and wait until someone pumps my gas. I can't even.
Well, then can't even and go away.
The bitch.
Another
one.
I don't want to pump my own gas. Hate the smell and having to get out of the in the winter in a skirt. No way.
Wear pants, bra. It's not the 50s. No mo. You can wear pants.
No mo. Number 3, no disabled, seniors, people with young children in the car need help.
Need not help. Send help.
It's like, SOS. It's William Shatner writing this.
Send help.
Read it as William Shatner.
Not to mention getting out of your car with transients around and not feeling safe too.
Transients.
Something.
This is a very bad idea.
That person needs help constructing a proper sentence.
Could be the way I read it.
They use the word transient, though. So
that's a good word.
Yeah, it is a good word.
I'd like to see them spell it.
I feel like I know what they're talking about with transient, and I don't like the direction they're going at it.
Oh, a racial thing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It's Oregon. I didn't think about it. People don't like?
No. Rural, there are a lot of whites in Oregon.
Rural Oregon.
Rural Oregon.
Rural.
It's a hard word, guys.
Dumb bitches.
Rural. I'm so educated.
We're in a metropolis, okay? It's thriving.
Kim Boyer sent an article titled, Woman Who Had Sex with 20 Ghosts Is Now Engaged to a Spirit.
She was getting it in.
She's British.
British.
You sound like you're from London.
So when she talked about the engagement, she said, there was no going down on one knee. He doesn't even have knees.
Who says engagement?
She was engaged.
Yeah, that's a normal
word. That's the title of this. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Now engaged. I thought you were talking about the sexual act. Oh. I was engaging you.
That's
the
awesome.
Ghost engaged me.
I'm going to use that from aggressive. Now on. Yeah, it's polite.
And now I will engage you.
Yeah, it's polite.
But for the first time, I heard him speak. I could actually hear his voice, and it was beautiful, deep, sexy, and real.
Let's get it on.
She met him during a work trip to Australia in February. She was walking in a park and felt an incredible energy.
Tale as old as time.
Song as old as rhyme.
He blew
Beauty
on it.
And the Beast.
When she was with him, she got so excited on her way home, she went to the airplane bathroom and
creamed.
She and the ghost had sex on the plane, a.k.a. she buzzed one out.
Yeah, so she just needed an excuse to rub
Can
one out.
Can you bring
on
a vibrator on the plane?
Yeah.
Okay. First hand knowledge.
It's just a battery, bro.
That is I don't know what they're trying to answer.
Got to pass the time somehow.
So she was on an airplane. She said the ghost followed her onto the airplane, even though she's British in Australia.
I think it's more of a presence.
Yeah, but like the presence or the ghost was there and they fucked in an airplane bathroom.
You literally just, that's the entire story.
They were like,
I don't get it.
Power tools.
She was just horny
and
caught a wind and was like, oh, I should rub one out.
Stiff breeze.
Real stiff.
That happens.
Clear eyes.
Can't lose.
It's a wild time on a plane.
Let's go into Coach Ron here. We need talk about Coach for a second.
The happy almost retirement.
The only.
I had a lovely conversation with the legend coach at a certain someone's wedding named Brian Cover.
That's me.
Ooh, that's you.
That's me.
He recommended a movie for us to watch. It's the 1984 gem titled Crimes of Passion.
I like it already.
Sounds illegal.
He said there may or may not be standing reverse cowgirl in this.
I love it. He's my hero.
Which is just doggy style.
No, it's not. He's my hero.
Reverse standing cowgirl.
Correct.
Is the standing
no.
pertaining standing to the woman
reverse cowgirl.
So which is...
Guess what?
The woman is a reverse cowgirl.
Is it the man and the woman together? Isn't that what's happening? The sexual act?
When two become one, Spice Girls? Yes.
Do you see they're going on tour again?
I need some love. No. I can never need a love happening. Before. I'll make did you see love that? To your baby.
She's in another world right now.
Either way, he suggested that we watch the 1984 gem titled Crimes of Passion.
Here's what we're
I was
do.
Negative
during
four.
A commentary. We do like a Mystery Science Theater
retirement
3000
party.
With Coach Ron.
We need to have a Coach retirement Ron. Because absolutely, congratulations on your retirement.
Kegger.
Why are you
Kegger.
Massaging the happen. Desk while you're saying all these like, things?
Yeah. Coach, he is getting really into this yeah. right now.
I'm a little worried.
He brought up standing reverse. I'm at attention.
Erect. That's what he meant.
He's my dude.
So Coach Ron, Mystery Science Theatering, this movie that was made
what
4 years
what was it
prior
called again?
To my birth.
Dangerous Liaisons.
Indecent yes. Proposal.
Liaison?
Indecent Proposal?
Crimes of Passion. Mm. Same thing.
Yeah.
There
Nailed
are
it.
Multiple Crimes of Passion movies.
This sounds
this one's the 1984 one.
Is it rape? This it sounds like rape.
Is this a Skinamax movie?
I don't know.
I can't
are there
wait.
Boobies? Can he write in to confirm
to
if there are boobies?
Store. I'm looking. For
Coach, we need confirmation on boobies.
Boobies and bush.
I'm a fan of boobies.
He's a fan of boobies.
Boobies and bush.
Whoa.
It's 84, so there's going to be bush in an 84 film.
Well, that brings us to the end of this podcast.
What? We're ending on boobies and bush?
I don't know a better way to end it. Thank you all for listening to this lovely podcast.
Yeah, man. I love that we did it. I love
this doing this. Write us at bawfeedback@gmail.com. Let us know what we need to talk about next and give us an idea on when we should record next.
If you happen to find the password and login for my Instagram account,
I think I know
email that to me.
I've been thinking about this. I think it's Swayze Jeans.
Is that it?
That's my PlayStation name.
I have to find it.
Yeah. Swayze G.
Because I've been lacking in the Instagram department, and by lacking I mean like literally just don't even have that profile.
Fail.
So.
Fail.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Look at some old photos on Instagram from Haley, Board at Work Podcast. Board at Work Facebook page is alive and well. It's posting 3+ times a day.
Yeah.
And just to clarify, for those who think I'm running the Facebook page because it's hilarious, it's not me. It is Jordan,
He's
the Facebook.
Definitely rate us on iTunes. Good night. Good luck. Thanks for listening.
We love you. We miss you.
Okay, bye.
But if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall. Ready to do. Give me the beat, boys, if anybody knows.
I want to be lost in the rock and roll
and drift away.
Motherfucking drift away.
Leave me away.
Motherfucking away. Nailed it.
Okay. And you do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around.
Do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again. I wanna do it again, I wanna do it again, I wanna do it again. You're terrified.